This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Risnall. Tractors are the way into this next item. John Deere reported quarterly profits today. The maker of all that iconic green and yellow farm equipment beat expectations and raised its net income forecast for the rest of the year. And when the world's biggest farm equipment maker is doing so well, we can perhaps glean some insights into how the global ag economy is doing too. Marketplace's Vanna Maher has that one.
When consumers invest in big-ticket items like cars and sofas and washing machines, they're usually feeling optimistic about their finances. Same with farm equipment, says Daniel Sumner, an agricultural economist at UC Davis.
When farmers have a little extra cash flow and they don't see a crisis looming right now,
that's when they replace their tractor fleets. And when John Deere is moving a lot of machinery, Sumner says that tells us growers of global commodity crops are doing well.
That is to say the corn, soybeans, wheat, rice.
All of which were in extra high demand last year after Russia invaded Ukraine.
That really took a lot of the productive capacity offline.
Kristen Owen, executive director at Oppenheimer, says global supplies of grain and oilseeds were low. Prices soared. Now, farmers can afford to make some investments.
When farmers make money, they tend to spend money.
But one strong earnings report from John Deere doesn't mean everything is rosy for commodity farmers, says Krista Swanson, lead economist for the National Corn Growers Association.
If we're using that as a barometer of the farm economy, I view it as a lagging indicator.
She says commodity prices are moderating. Between that, higher borrowing costs and inflation hitting everything from seeds to fertilizer, farmers could be facing tight margins in 2023. I'm Savannah Maher for Marketplace.